Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high-level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to, again, to get that high-level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier. And yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup.
There you have it. That's sort of the money quote from Terry Fontenot's press conference thus far, which is ongoing at Flowery Branch right now. But yeah, that's Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot from just a few minutes ago saying, quote, we're very comfortable moving forward with him, Kirk Cousins, as the backup. Clever way to spin it in saying that we're eighth in the league in terms of quarterback allocation. And that was the plan, although we just had it reversed, of course, in our real plan. Where do you think they would be in terms of, say, Kirk Cousins is the backup? Where do you think they would be in terms of backup quarterback allocation? And by how far would they be first?
Well, I would say first.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be close.
No. Kirk Cousins, if he's the backup, which he won't be, for the Falcons next year, would make more money than the next 10 backups combined. Maybe five to 10 backups combined.
He'd be higher. He'd be paid higher than all the quarterbacks in NFC South combined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starters. And backups.
Yeah. So, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
So that's a fun way to say it. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the way you wanted it to go. And he said that, too. To me, and, you know, who knows? We could be wrong about this, but I don't think we are. This is what you do. This is how you posture publicly to make it seem like you want to keep him and you're happy to keep him. And
this is business, man.
Therefore, if somebody wants him, then they've got to come make a trade with you.
Yeah, but this is just business, man. This is the business of football, and this is what you do when you make mistakes and you're trying to, you know, because the thing about it, he's owning to all of them, just like Rod did, you know, and I think that's better than what we were hoping they wouldn't do, coming in with this positive attitude and all that other crap.
Yeah.
No. It's stunk. And you sit there and you let them, the reporters, Joe and D-Led and all those people up there, Mark Zeno, question you about the suck part of it. Not what's going forward, not what we got coming back, or what happened and why this season was such a disappointment. He's absolutely correct. You put it in on, you were going to get 2 years of Kirk. Now, I always thought it was going to be one for some reason, but I didn't think it was going to be 14. I didn't think it was going to be 14 games.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? What's the reason? Because there's a reason.
What?
You said I always thought it was going to be one for some reason.
Yeah.
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because he's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. The same thing we said. The same thing when you were up there at training camp and said. Me and you said in the offseason they signed him.
It's an upgrade. But be careful falling in love with the upgrade and confusing that with something else.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
No, not really. Not really.
It's all good, but hey.
Not really.
The experiment didn't work, and now you're up against it because you're going to have to pay this man regardless.
Might be the ultimate Kirk Cousins finesse of all time.
Oh, no
because
doubt.
Because he's been a finesser.
But
one of the finessiest.
He didn't mean for this, though.
No, he didn't. Yeah, but he's going to get $90 million for 14 games.
He didn't mean
for this. No, of course. He would have preferred to have played better and been here and been the starter and all that kind of stuff.
But finessing is finessing.
I mean.
I got mine.
He's not going to give it back.
Hell no.
You know?
He's going to gladly accept it. You know what? You didn't live up to this contract, so we want the money back. Hell no.
Nah. I don't think we're going to do that.
Can
give it to me and I'll leave.
Yeah, I'll go about my business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all got my route and tracking number?
Yeah, you guys have that, right?
You got all that, right?
You got the direct
number, route number, all that.
It hasn't changed.
It is. It's the same account, all right? Even though I'm on another team, it's the same account. And I expect it to be there every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday. Every second Tuesday.
Oy. All right. Hopefully Michael Penix is just absolutely phenomenal.
You better be.
I hope that he is. All right. Here's James Franklin, who has a football game tonight. I'm sure he talked about the football game, too, but he also said this stuff.
I think it should be consistent across college football. Again, this is no knock at Coach or Notre Dame, but I think everybody should be in a conference. I think everybody should play a conference championship game, or no one should play a conference championship game. I think everybody should play the same number of conference games. Just the numbers are going to make things more challenging if you're playing one more conference game. I just think things need to be consistent across college football.
I agree, well, I agree with a lot what he said.
The last sentence is yes.
But why is he saying it when Mark is sitting right there, and no offense to these guys, like, that's something that could have waited.
Very much.
You know what I mean? But what,
if I'm Marcus, I've just been like, in my opinion, everyone should be independent.
Yeah.
Everyone
should
do their own thing, do whatever they want.
That's why I was
then it would be consistent.
But looking at Marcus' face while he was doing that, like, oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
You're worried about this, huh?
Yeah, you worried about this. What I'm saying. You worried about this
You know what I'm worried about?
I'm worried about kicking y'all ass.
Yeah, trying to win this football game tonight.
Exactly, man. And it's going to be a challenging game for Notre Dame offensively. Now, if Abdullah don't play, that's a different that's a different story.
Yeah.
But he's going to play.
He's going to play.
How effective? Because he's the best player in this game.
Yeah. And it's his shoulder.
Yeah, I think
right?
it is, yes.
Right.
So, now, how effective is that going to be? But he's the best player on that on the football field tonight. I like Drew Aller, you know, because he's played a lot of football and everything. Don't know if he'll hold the ball like maybe, you know, like Gunner did last game and everything. But Notre Dame, their coach, he just seems like he just ticked off right now. And I think yesterday kind of put it over the edge. Because I trust him more than I trust James Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust him more than I trust James Franklin.
Me too.
So that's my thing. If Penn State wins, it's because they got better players. But if it's like coming down to the edge, I got to take Marcus Freeman.
Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame beating Georgia last week is bigger than any win James Franklin has.
Yes.
I mean, no offense.
Yes.
Obviously, they've won a couple games to advance where they are.
Yes.
In the college ball playoff.
Did he have some upsets at Vanderbilt? Did he have some upsets at Vanderbilt?
Nothing like beating the number two ranked Georgia Bulldogs in the college ball playoff.
I was just thinking about that. He has some nice wins.
Yeah, for sure. And he's won a couple of the games at Penn State.
Yeah.
But, like, this would be the biggest win at Penn State so far, by far.
Because
then it would get them to the national championship game, of course. And look, I mean, that's still a part of it. As much as they've won a couple playoff games to get here, it was a nice path. I mean, when we saw the bracket come out, everybody looked. It was like, all right, I mean, if Penn State just plays as well as they can, they'll win these games.
Yeah.
They're that much better than these teams. They're not that much better than Notre Dame, if they're better than Notre Dame at all.
I agree with that.
It's going to be, you know, this is a real test. And problem is, nobody's been able to make Riley Leonard throw the football yet.
Yeah. And they're going to have to do that.
If they do that,
they're going to have to do
then
that.
It's real interesting
Penn
as far
State,
as what Notre Dame's offense
Penn
is.
Penn State is going to have to make him throw the ball. You're 100% correct. They had one pass over 12. The biggest, largest pass they had against Georgia was 12 yards.
Yeah.
You know, I knew he threw the touchdown pass, which is the most important pass.
Sure.
But, yeah, 12 yards. So, if Penn State can bow up and make him have to throw the football, Penn State got him. If that's the case, I think Penn State wins this football game if Riley Leonard has to throw the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a huge key for them on defense. I think if they can – I mean, Aller can throw, and obviously Warren's a great player, and they want to get him the ball a lot and all that kind of stuff. But if they can just lean on that two-headed monster at running back, which I think they can. Like, I think both those guys are so good.
I just think if Notre Dame doesn't double the hell out of Warren, and Penn State does a great job of putting him in different places so you can't find him and double him.
You kind of have to, right?
But you got to
double him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they receivers are all right. Just like Notre Dame's receivers, they are all right. Mm-hmm. But there ain't no game breakers over there. So, yeah, I would double the hell out of him. Anywhere he goes, do like they used to do Gates back in the day, when they would do a double vikes like it was a punt team. Everywhere he went, they had two dudes on him.
Ultimate respect.
Oh, hell yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah. No, I got no arguments with that. We don't have to play this audio from Bill Belichick, but we talked about the Bill Belichick report late in the show yesterday. We'll get back into it later in the show as well. But, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady called him. Tom Brady called him and asked him if he would interview with the Raiders. He hasn't done it yet.
Right.
But there's multiple teams apparently interested in Bill Belichick as at least an interview candidate.
He can't leave, man. He can't.
He can't even interview.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. You can't go for the interview,
Bill. You can't interview.
No, you got.
You take the job.
Yeah, I saw this morning he was like trying to, like, Bill is like, and I love his first presser when he was talking about, like, Bill don't give a. Okay, guys, listen here. Y'all got to go to class, all right? I don't give a damn about the team GPA, but you got to go to class, okay? All right? I'm getting y'all ready for the NFL, not to be your damn rocket scientist, okay? All right? So just go to class. Do the, you know what I mean? Because, like, I saw he's bringing up the coach from IMG to be a part of the staff down there. Like this is some big-time hustling.
Yeah,
he's
building a little facility.
Exactly.
Over there.
If he could get those kids up there. And now you're starting to see these transfer kids, and North Carolina is like on the choices a lot of them now too. So yeah Bill, like, hey man, just go to class.
Yeah, he's getting the money together. He's getting the former bag men at all these different schools together.
Just go to class, all right? All right, go to class.
What if he leaves?
That'd be so foul.
So foul.
That'd be so foul.
That'd be way worse than what he did to the Jets all those years ago.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it.
Way worse.
Yeah.
He's been out there in Carolina blue, recruiting people, going to luncheons. Can't leave now.
Yeah.